we mentioned yesterday on the show that a White House national security advisor with zero foreign policy credentials or credibility. So how he got this job? Well, he had been a communications strategic advisor at the time of the Benghazi attack, when terrorists attacked our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, and four dead Americans as a result of that. He was the one who they now said invented the narrative that the Benghazi attack was precipitated by a demonstration that got out of control, spun out of control. And it turns out there was no anger or rage about any video in Benghazi, Libya. There wasn't even a protest. There was no demonstration. An hour and a half before he died, the ambassador was on the porch of the consulate, calmly chatting with a Turkish diplomat, waving goodbye to him. It was a full-fledged terror attack. Anyway, ABC's Jonathan Carl, absolutely furious about looking foolish, about being used. He goes after Carney at yesterday's press briefing.
Ambassador Rice went on those shows and she said that the attack in Benghazi was rooted in protests over an internet video. We now know that that was not true, that in fact the CIA director, former director Morrell, just testified last month that, quote, when she talked about the video, my reaction was that's not something the analysts have attributed this attack to. It did not come from the CIA. You stood there at the podium time after time and said that she was referring to talking points created by the CIA. Now we see a document that comes from the White House, not from the CIA, attributing the protests to the video. And we have the former director of the CIA saying that that was not something that his analysts had attributed to.
John, I would point you to what Mike Morrell has said repeatedly in testimony about the creation of the talking points.
Well, now we have new
talking
points,
finish,
though,
please.
You didn't release
John,
last year.
I answered that question. The fact of the matter is there were protests in the region. The talking points cited protests at that facility. The connection between protests and video and the video turned out not to be the case, but it was based on the best information that we had. And
no, it wasn't. The best information you had on the ground is that it was a terrorist attack. He's lying. He's lying while explaining a lie. You know, he's covering up a lie with a lie. That wasn't the best information. The best information they had was embarrassing to the administration, so they invented a narrative that there was a demonstration in front of the consulate. Well, why was there a demonstration? People were furious about this video. And it just kind of spun out of control, and they had weapons there, and look what happened. So the CIA didn't say any of that.
The fact that there were protests...
It was not based on what the CIA was saying,
John,
Jay.
Right on. He's right. Carl is right.
This is what Morrell said just last month. That when he heard that, he said, that is not something our analysts
right.
have said.
What
so that now we see came from the White House. Right?
John, no, you're wrong.
No,
if
he's right.
If you look at that document, that document that we're talking about today was about the overall environment in the Muslim world.
Yeah, and that's baloney on that. There were demonstrations in Tunis and in Cairo, but they weren't lethal. And they weren't at all what happened in Benghazi. And Susan Rice was specifically talking about Benghazi. She was specifically saying, here is what happened in Benghazi. And then what turns out to be false, well, we were just going off CIA talking points. And now, and this is why that document was so significant, the significance of that document, or the several emails that have now been released, is that it shows that the White House added this narrative because the CIA didn't say that. In other words, boy, we have to, and the guy responsible for that, Ben Rhodes, who got promoted after all this. Anyway, we're just getting warmed up on this. It's 6:30, The Commute with Carlson.
Telling it like it is 24/7. This is Talk Radio 570 KVI.
And we are back here. It is 7 minutes to 7 o'clock, the John Carlson Show, Talk Radio 570 KVI. All right, I want to get back now, as I promised we would, to this exchange between Jay Carney and Jonathan Carl about Benghazi. It got very, very spirited, went on for almost 8 minutes, and I listened to it over and over again and distilled the parts that matter the most. First, Jonathan Carl loaded for bear when it began because he was so ticked off at being misled and lied to over and over again by Jay Carney over the last year and a half, who insisted that, first of all, he echoed that same narrative about, well, the Benghazi violence happened because a demonstration spun out of control and the flashpoint for that, the motive for that was anger over a video. And then it turns out that's not true. And then the backup was, well, they were operating off of CIA talking points. And so you can't fault Susan Rice and you can't fault me for believing what we're told by the CIA. And then we find when Deputy Director Morrell spoke that that's not what was in the CIA talking points. We didn't say that. So who said it? And then yesterday, you know, boom, it hit with seismic force. Turns out it was the White House in the person of one Ben Rhodes who grafted this narrative of what was happening in other nations, demonstrations over a video, and they grafted that onto what happened in Libya, which was actually a well-planned, orchestrated terrorist attack that was timed to coincide with the anniversary of 9/11. There was no demonstration of any kind before this happened. And Jay Carney is now saying, well, that memo really was responding to things in general, not about Benghazi. But of course, Susan Rice, when she went on those five shows, was talking about Benghazi in particular. So the exchange continues. And Jonathan Carl persists, asking, why did the White House withhold this information, including this memo?
The fact of the matter is, she went out there with the best information that we had at the time. The CIA deputy director has testified to that. The fact that there were protests around the region threatening our embassies at the very same time is something that is often forgotten, but obviously affected the whole environment about how we perceived what was happening at the time. And again, the implication is that we were somehow holding back information, when in fact we were simply saying what we thought was right. And when elements of that turned out not to be true, we were the first people to say so. It was based on what we knew at the time.
Why were you holding back this information? Why was this email not turned over to the Congress? Why was it not released when you released all the other emails? This is directly relevant. Why did you hold it back?
John, again.
Why did it take a court case for you to release this email?
John, I can say it again and again, and I know you can keep asking again and again. This document was not about,
because he's waiting for an answer,
Benghazi.
It was her prep for the Sunday show.
It wasn't her only prep, John. She relied on her answers on Benghazi on the document prepared by the CIA, as did members of Congress.
The guy's completely full of it. And they're saying, well, because remember, they were supposed to turn this over to Congress. They didn't. They withheld that email because they knew that it would blow up in their face. And then under a Freedom of Information request, they had to hand it over. And now their spin is, oh, well, we didn't hand that over because that didn't really relate to Benghazi. that related to everything that was going on. But all you have to do is listen to what Susan Rice said on the Sunday talk shows, and she was using that narrative suggested in that email by Ben Rhodes to explain Benghazi, when that's not what the CIA had said had happened in those talking points.